Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Bible, there are two places where we get the Lord's Prayer. You know where they're at? Two Gospels, they give us the Lord's Prayer. We don't hear it just once, we hear it twice. One in Matthew chapter 6, and the other in today's Gospel, Luke chapter 11. I want to talk about the Lord's Prayer from Luke 11 today. Although the prayer that we pray in church often comes from Matthew chapter 6, Luke 11 is just a little bit different, which shows that Jesus taught this prayer in different forms, but the essence was all there, the same things, the same address, and some of the same petitions are there. But let's talk about what's in Luke chapter 11 today in the Lord's Prayer. It's basically divided into two parts. There are things that pertain to God, and there are things that pertain to us, and in that order. And that's how we ought to pray too. When we pray, don't always just start in with your own needs first. That's kind of selfish, isn't it? Better to pray about God and who He is first. Just think about Abraham and his prayer today. Didn't he say, God, I know how you are. Far be it from you to do this. Rather than going right to the petition, what he was asking for. First, he talks a little bit about who God is. And think now about the Lord's Prayer. Father, the first petition, hallowed be your name. Rather than jumping into our needs, first we stop and remember God and how He is. His name is hallowed. What does hallowed mean? Holy. Holy. And what does that mean? Set apart. Not ordinary. Just like the second commandment teaches us, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, because God's name is holy. It's set apart. It's to be used sacredly, wonderfully. Prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, we use God's name. In the petition, in our small catechism, it says this, Martin Luther wrote, he says, Father, hallowed be your name. And he says, God's name is holy in and of itself. But we pray in this petition that it may be kept holy among us also. That's a good confession, if you will. Even if none of us kept God's name holy, wouldn't His name still be holy? Yeah? But we pray in this petition, that's why we're taught to pray it, is that may God, may your name be kept holy among us also. How is God's name kept holy? When the Word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we lead holy lives according to it. Help us to do this, dear Father in heaven, Martin Luther says in the Catechism. But when anyone lives contrary to God's word, they profane God's name. Prevent us from this. Protect us from this, dear Father in heaven. So may we, as God's people here on earth, because when people look upon us, they understand God's name. And the witness we give makes a difference in how people think of God, doesn't it? So we pray in this petition that God would help us to live holy lives according to His name, so that when people hear about God, when they look at us, God's people, they realize God's name is holy and not something that we use common and ordinary, like every time we fall down the stairs or something like that. Hallowed be your name. Secondly, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. What do you think about that? Your kingdom come. Most people, I think, when they hear your kingdom come, think about the end times. It's coming, your kingdom come, like it's a scary thing, right? But that's not what Luther teaches in the catechism for us to believe. He says, what does this mean? The kingdom of God comes by itself without our prayer. That's the first thing. It's kind of nice to know. God is apart from us. It doesn't depend on us. His kingdom will come with or without our prayer. But we pray in this petition that be kept among us, that it'll come among us also. How does God's kingdom come? That's the important thing. But can listen carefully. This is not talking about the end times. God's kingdom comes when He gives us the Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we believe His word and live holy lives according to it. Where, my friends, where does God give us the Holy Spirit? Baptism, remember that? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How we start the day's service? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptism, and in His name, wherever His name is being proclaimed, He gives us the Holy Spirit. So now I ask you once again, when does God's kingdom come? Baptism, and where his word is being preached and taught, there his Holy Spirit's coming. So, is the kingdom of God something we're waiting for later? No. We're praying for his kingdom to come, and may we realize that it's coming to us now in the sacrament of baptism, in his word, with his gifts. God gives us the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we don't have to live lives going, oh, all of life is just waiting for the kingdom of God to come. There's a certain reality that's true about that. But isn't it much better to know that God's kingdom comes now? It's already come to you in your baptism. It comes to you again today in the sacrament that we receive today. God's Holy Spirit dwells in you. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God has come near to you. And Jesus, throughout his ministry, went around saying, tell people the kingdom of God has come near. It's in your midst. When you pray, your kingdom come. You're not praying for a far away, oh, someday. You're praying now. Help me have open eyes and ears to realize that the kingdom of God has come near and is here because the Holy Spirit is here. Only faith can perceive this, but it is true. And such prayers remind us of our spiritual life, of recognizing things that the world cannot see. God's kingdom, which is not of this world, is here with us now in this world. That gives us confidence and boldness to pray to God our Father and to realize all things will come graciously by his wonderful working and his power and his mercy and his life. Third petition, or the third thing in the prayer today, give us each day our daily bread. We need daily bread, do we not? Good thing to pray to start. Creation, we need things that we need every day. Food, house, home, wife, children, family, all those things. Gifts of God, creation, sun, rain that we had yesterday, all those things. That's our daily bread. We need those things. And by saying that little thing, give us, Lord, our daily bread, we remind God to his own self that he is a good and gracious giver. He even gives to the wicked people of this world the same things he gives us. Food, drink, house, home, all those things. God is really gracious to all people here on earth. They've got all those things. He gives those things to us. Otherwise, you'd have to be God and make them all yourself. Good luck. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Each day, that sums it up wonderfully. You don't have to dwell too much on it. Just to pray, give us, Lord, our daily bread. And then the next part, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Reminds us of God's other character. He's not just a giver, he's also a forgiver, right? He wants to, and we pray to him that he would forgive our sins. That's the kind of relationship we have with God. He knows our nature. He knows our inability to pray as we ought. He knows that we don't do the things living according to his law each and every day. He knows what sinful beings we are. And yet he forgives our sins. And in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, forgive us our sins, our debts. We are indebted to God. Every time we sin, we've stolen from him. And he fills and forgives and forgets those things for us fully, completely, because of his son Jesus and what he is going to do on the cross for us. He's already done it, but at this time, given the Lord's Prayer, what he would do on the cross, to die and to rise for the sins of the whole world, to forgive our debts. That is the way we know God, is through forgiveness of our sins. That which we perceive by faith. Praise be to God. And finally, in the fifth petition, if you will, of this short prayer, of the Lord's Prayer in Luke chapter 11, lead us not into temptation. So, not only is God a giver and a forgiver, he's also a guide. Lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? Well, it recognizes that this world is full of temptations, full of beckonings to not do as God has given in his word to do. Full of unrighteous lures, full of sin. And we pray that God would guide us to those things which forgive us and that help us walk in his ways. And here is one place where we learn to walk in his ways, in church, in God's house. Remembering our baptism where he made us new creatures that we can walk in the newness of life. May he not lead us into temptation. In fact, Luther's catechism says, God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that we learn that he tempts no one, that he may test us, but he doesn't tempt us. He can guide us, and we pray that he would guide us away from those things that would hurt and harm us, the devil, the world, our sinful nature, and guide us to his word which saves, and to his life, Jesus, which saves and forgives and gives us peace, the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding. A simple, wonderful prayer, five petitions. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. All those things encompassed in the Lord's Prayer. How often should we pray the Lord's Prayer? Once a month? Once a week? Daily? Often? More than once a day? Is that okay? It certainly is, isn't it? If God gives us such a wonderful prayer that gives us the confidence that Jesus himself would pray this, certainly fine to pray it often. When I was at UT as a campus pastor, I remember this lady who gave a presentation who said, you know, because of the turn of the earth and the sun, how some people are awake and some people are asleep, you know, all throughout the day, that somewhere on the earth, daily, someone's praying the Lord's Prayer. So since the beginning of the church, this prayer has been going up probably almost constantly throughout the world. Isn't that kind of a wonderful thought? And that we participate in that prayer today when we pray it, and when you pray it in your hearts and at home, wonderful thing to pray. As you review the catechism, remember the Lord's Prayer. Each day, become like a little child. Recite your ABCs, the Lord's Prayer. What a wonderful thing. We have this great gift of God. God hears and answers this prayer because Jesus gave it to us. May our hearts and our minds be conformed to his word this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.